Hello, A Plus viewers, and welcome to the show. My name is Matt.
And my name is Jenny.
Okay, now Jenny, yesterday we learned about the new age of robots. And, well, let's test your memory. What do you remember?
We learned about a robot band, right?
That's right. And playing music was their hobby. Because their real job was...
Building cars.
Good memory. And also, we learned that they are babysitters, so they can watch kids, right?
Right. And we also know that they can help doctors check up on patients.
That's right. Well, it's time for us to check up on our characters today, Bob and Mark, because, well, one of them has a robot. So let's listen to today's first conversation.
Welcome to the Age of Robots. Conversation A.
Mark, I'd like you to meet Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Nice to meet you.
She's pretty, but her hands are stone cold.
Relax. She's just my robot housekeeper.
Cool. Can she fly?
No, sir, but I can speak 4 languages.
She can wash dishes, too.
And clean your bedroom.
Yep. I live like a king now. Valerie, please get us some drinks.
My pleasure, sir.
In the conversation, Bob wants Mark to meet a new friend, Valerie. And Valerie says, nice to meet you. When do we say nice to meet you to people?
Well, we say nice to meet you when we meet somebody new. We're being polite.
Right, nice to meet you 呢，就是很高兴认识你的意思。如果你第一次遇见一个人的话呢，你就可以说 nice to meet you, 很高兴认识你。So, what else can we say when we first meet somebody?
Well, when we meet somebody that we really want to meet, we say it's a pleasure to meet you.
Right, 如果呢你遇见一个你很想认识的人，你就可以说 oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, 很高兴很乐意认识你。
That's right. And also, when you meet somebody very famous or very important, you say it's an honor to meet you.
Right. 如果你今天遇到的人呢是一个名人或是重要人士的话呢，你就会说 it's an honor to meet you. Honor 就是荣幸的意思，很荣幸认识你。
But when Mark meets Valerie, it is nice to meet her, but her hands are stone cold.
What's stone cold?
Well, stone cold means very, very cold, like metal, because that's what the robot's made out of.
Right. 这边呢，他说到 Valerie 的手呢是 stone cold. Cold 我们知道是冰冷的意思，可是它不只是冰冷，是像石头一样冰冷。Stone cold. 因为刚刚 Matt 也提到，我们知道机器人都是用 metal 用金属做成的，所以他们都是冰冷的。
Right. And Mark gets a little nervous and feels uncomfortable because this hand he's shaking is so cold. Well, that's why Bob tells him to relax, which means don't get so nervous, don't get excited, just relax.
Right, relax 呢是动词，它是放轻松，不要紧张的意思。这边呢 ，Bob 呢就跟 Mark 说，哎呀，你不要紧张嘛，这个 Valerie 呢只是我的这个机器人管家而已。
Oh, man.
Matt, are you okay? You look worried.
Well, I just remembered my friends are coming to my house this weekend and I have to clean.
Oh, relax. 放轻松，不要紧张。You can ask a robot to clean the house for you.
But I don't have a robot. Can you help me?
You can find a robot housekeeper.
Good idea. Because a housekeeper That's somebody who comes to our house. We usually pay them money to clean our house, so we don't have to.
Right. 所以 housekeeper 呢是名词，就是当管家的意思。那我们知道呢，有很多关于人的字尾都是 er 结尾的。那这边呢，所以你把 er 去掉，就是 housekeep， 就是动词管家的意思。
Man, that would be great to have a robot housekeeper because they could make our beds or mop the floor or vacuum the carpet or do everything really.
Right, they can do a lot of things for us. 他们可以呢，这个帮我们整理床铺啊 ，make the bed， 或者是呢帮我们洗碗 ，wash the dishes， 或者是呢帮我们 vacuum the carpet， 帮我们吸这个地毯 ，right?
That's right, and it allows you to live like a king. That means we live really well, just like a king does, because, well, a king has people doing everything for him. Well.A robot housekeeper can do everything for us. Pretty cool.
Right, they can do a lot of things. They can even get us drinks when we are thirsty.
Yeah, they sure can. Like, they can bring us milk, or water, or soda, or tea, or coffee, or anything we want to drink.
Right.这边呢 ，drink 它是当名词，它是饮料的意思。那我们很熟悉的 drink 呢，是它当动词的时候是喝饮料的意思。那它当动词的时候，它的三态是 drink, drank, drunk, drink, drank, drunk.
And the best part is that the robot likes to do these things. That's why she says, or it says, "It's my pleasure."That's what we say when we want to do something for someone else. And after we do something for someone else, we can say it was my pleasure.
这里的 pleasure 呢，它是名词，它是乐趣的意思。如果呢，有人邀请你或是要求你帮他做某件事的话，你都可以说 Oh, my pleasure, 我的乐趣，其实就是我很乐意的意思。
Well, it was our pleasure teaching you this part of the conversation, but stay tuned for part B of today's conversation.
Welcome to the Age of Robots. Conversation B.
Aren't you worried?
About the bill? Valerie sure wasn't cheap.
No. What if she decides to ignore your orders and...
Tried to kill me?
Yes. Robots in movies kill humans.
Easy. Those are just movies.
Fresh orange juice. Enjoy.
Drink up. It's delicious.
I think she poisoned it.
Get real.
I'm leaving now.
Val.He didn't mean it.
Mean what, sir?
Okay, well, at the beginning of our conversation, Mark asks a question. He says, aren't you worried? Well, when we're worried, that means we're afraid something bad is going to happen. And maybe Mark thinks something bad is going to happen.
没错，这里的那个 worried 呢，是形容词，担心的意思。那我们会说担心什么人或担心什么事情，你可以说 be worried about somebody， 或者是 be worried about something。那另外呢，它的动词 worry，worry 也是担心，你直接可以说 worry about someone， 或者是 worry about something 就可以了。So what is Mark worry about？
Well。 He's worried that the robot might do something crazy.
Like what?
Well, he says, what if the robot ignores your orders? And we say what if when we want to think about something that might happen. What if this happens? Well, what if the robot ignores the orders? When we ignore something, that means we don't listen, we don't pay attention. So he's afraid that the robot won't listen and do something crazy.
这边 Mark 讲了一句话呢，他说 What if she decided to ignore your orders and try to kill you? 那这句话的意思是说，哦，如果呢，他决定要 ignore， 决定要忽略，决定要不理你的 order， 你的命令的话，而且甚至要试着要杀死你的话，该怎么办才好？这里呢，我们也看到 what if 这样的句型。What if 呢，后面常常接一个句子，那我们翻译成呢，如果怎么样怎么样，该怎么办才好呢？举例来讲，如果你在路上呢遇见一个你认识的人，你想要过去打招呼，可是又怕他不认得你，那你可能会跟自己说，哦 ，What if he didn't remember me？ 如果他不记得我，该怎么办才好呢？
Oh my goodness, you're talking so much, Jenny. I think you're ignoring me.
Sorry, but I haven't finished it yet. 你们有没有注意到呢，在 what if 这样的句型后面呢，它的动词都是用过去式的。像它这边有说呢， what if she decided to ignore your orders? What if she tried to kill you? 或者是我们刚刚举的例子， what if he didn't remember? 这边都是用过去式的动词，为什么呢？对了，其实这里是一种假设语气，因为这种句型呢，它就是说，哦，如果怎么样怎么样，该怎么办呢？那其实这只是一种假设，不是一个事实，所以我们的动词呢，不会用一般的动词时态，我们在这里会用过去式。
Let's get back to the conversation. Well, Mark is afraid that the robot poisoned his juice, and I can understand why he's nervous.Because when we poison something, that means we put something in it that will kill us. Kind of like Cinderella, not Cinderella, Snow White. Snow White's mother poisons an apple and gives it to her, and she almost dies.
Right, the evil stepmother, right? 这边呢 ,poison 呢它是一个动词，它是下毒的意思。那 poison 这个字也可以当名词，就是毒药。那另外呢，如果你说是有毒的，它是 poisonous。
Right, but Bob thinks he's being silly. That's why he says, get real. That's what we say when somebody does something or says something that's really silly or that would never happen. And Bob doesn't think his robot would ever poison anybody. Get real, Mark.
Real 呢，它是一个形容词，是真实的意思。那这边 get real 的意思就是要实际点，不要胡思乱想。因为在里面呢，这个 Mark 很担心 Valerie 呢会在果汁下毒，那或者是呢会去杀害这个 Bob。可是呢 ，Bob 就他说，哦 ，get real， 你实际点，不要胡思乱想。
You know, and Bob feels bad. That's why he tells Valerie he didn't mean it. Because when we mean something, that means we're being serious, we're being real. Well, when we don't mean something, that means we're not being serious, or maybe we're just joking. So Bob wants Valerie to know, don't listen to Mark, he's being silly.
Mean 它是当动词，是意味着指着是什么意思。像这边呢，他说 he didn't mean it, 他不是那个意思，他不是故意的。
Okay, it's word power time, so don't go anywhere. I mean it, don't move.
Word power.
Our first word power word is relax. Relax.
Relax, 动词放松的意思。
My sister likes to relax after a long day at work.
我姐姐呢，喜欢在一整天漫长的工作之后呢，放松一下。
Me too. Next word, pleasure. Pleasure.
Pleasure, 名词，愉快。
It was a pleasure to meet your friend Mindy.
很高兴呢，能认识你的朋友 Mindy.
She must be nice.
Right.
Ignore. Ignore.
Ignore, 动词，忽视，不理会。
You shouldn't ignore your father's advice. It's useful.
你不应该不理会你爸爸的忠告，那很实用哦。
Last word, mean. Mean.
Mean, 动词，意欲，意指。
I didn't mean to break the window.
Oops. 我不是故意要打破窗户的。
Okay, that's it, but stay tuned. We have more show coming up.
Keep in mind.
干嘛? What's wrong?
Well, I feel really bad. I kind of broke something.
弄坏了什么东西哦、啊、不用担心啦。There's a Chinese saying. 旧的不去新的不来啊。
What does that mean?
Well, it means the old ones don't go, the new ones don't come. So don't worry.
Ah, I like that. I don't feel so bad. Wow.I thought you would be mad because I broke your cell phone.
我的手机被你弄坏了。
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
哇、哦、好心痛哦。But 还是要先讲解一下。各位观众 ,mean 这个动词哦有两个用法。第一个是意思是第一个用法是故意。所以如果你听到 what does that mean? 是哎这是什么意思啊或是某人说 I didn't mean it 就是我不是故意的
Are you mad?
两万块耶两万块的手机耶
I don't believe it It's not that expensive I'm sorry
Sorry, I didn't mean it
Oh, do you think he meant it or didn't mean it?
I didn't mean it Anyways, let's listen to today's conversation one more time Oops, I didn't mean it
Welcome to the Age of Robots.
Mark, I'd like you to meet Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Nice to meet you.
She's pretty, but her hands are stone cold.
Relax. She's just my robot housekeeper.
Cool. Can she fly?
No, sir, but I can speak 4 languages.
She can wash dishes, too.
And clean your bedroom.
Yep. I live like a king now. Valerie, please get us some drinks.
My pleasure, sir.
Aren't you worried?
About the bill? Valerie sure wasn't cheap.
No. What if she decides to ignore your orders and...
Tried to kill me?
Yes. Robots in movies kill humans.
Easy. Those are just movies.
Fresh orange juice. Enjoy.
Drink up. It's delicious.
I think she poisoned it.
Get real.
I'm leaving now.
Val.He didn't mean it.
Mean what, sir?
Review time!
Let's review Today's review is actually a game, so it will be fun.、嗯、It's a crossword game.
对了，我们今天要做的呢是一个填字的游戏哦。
First one is one down, take a rest.
嗯，第一个直的字是休息一下。Oh, relax, 放松。
Very good. Two down, to be introduced to.
嗯，第二个往下的字是被介绍给。Oh, meet, 遇见认识。
Excellent work. Number one, across is not look at or listen to.
嗯，第一个横的字不看或者是不听。Ignore, 忽视或不理。
That's right. And the final one is two across joy.
Joy 是乐趣。Pleasure, 乐趣。
Very good. Well, that's all of our review for today. It's been a real pleasure speaking English with you, but don't go away because there's still more A-plus show to come.
Living phrases.
Do I look like a movie star?
Not really. You just look like yourself.
What if I put my hair up like this?
No, it doesn't work.
What if I take off my tie?
I don't think that will help.
Well, then what if I wear this hat? Huh?
That's a bit better.
Ooh, and what if I put on these sunglasses?
Ah, now you look like a star.
Great, now I can go to the party.
What party? I want to go too.
Sorry, you can't. You don't look like a star.
Just for fun!
So, our animal today, well, actually, it's not an animal. It's an insect. So the insect of the day is the cricket. And Angie, will you tell us the amazing fact about crickets?
Sure, I love crickets. Okay. Crickets have ears on their front legs.
Wow. Well, let's talk about crickets first. Maybe our listeners don't know what a cricket is.
Crickets are an insect, like you say, that are green.And they hop around and they make a chirping noise.
Oh, I know crickets. I don't see them very often, but I hear them when I go out at night. Not in the city, but outside the city or somewhere where there's some grass. And they will chirp, 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 like that.
Yes, and when I think of the chirping sound for crickets, I know I'm outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.But here our fact is about their ears. Now it says crickets have ears on their front legs. That's so strange because every other animal that I can think of has ears on its head.
Maybe they have ears on their legs because it helps them hear better.
Yeah.You can imagine a cricket with its legs out in front, and it can hear things in front of it better if its ears are in front of its body.
I wish I had ears on my legs.
Oh, well, or even better, ears on your hand. You know, you could stand by a door, and you could listen by just putting your hand in the door.
Wow, that's a good idea. Or if I had eyes in the back of my head.
Oh, that would be even better.
And crickets chirp faster the warmer it gets.
Oh, so as the summer gets hotter, they will chirp, 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 like that?
Yes.
Oh, here's another fact I know about crickets. They have two songs. One is loud and one is quiet. And the loud song is the one that we hear. It's the male crickets trying to get the female crickets to come to them. But then, when the females get there, they will sing them a quiet love song that we can't hear because it's very quiet.
Oh, I didn't know that. I want to hear the love song.
Well, maybe if you had very small ears on your fingers, you could hear it.